Well, I'm ready to go.
All right.
How about you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Awesome. Well, let's save that for when we're rolling. Hey, I don't want to know until it's recorded. Right. You know.
So you.
I can hear you, but I'm now on my Instagram.
Who are you talking to?
Okay. Both of you.
Okay. You can you can press go live on the Instagram and then come back to us here on StreamYard. Tell me what you
think. Yeah.
In this comedy podcast, the people are represented by two separate yet equally unimportant comedians. This guy.
I thought Flat Earth might be something you'd get on board with.
And this guy.
That'll show the BBC what they're missing out on.
These are their stories.
Silence in the court.
Our 54-year-old, well, I'm 54. How old are you, Rich?
52.
Are 50-year-old men supposed to be streaming on Instagram?
Yeah. It's TikTok. Oh. TikTok's the weird one.
Do you do TikTok?
I'm on there, but it's a lot, isn't it? It's just a lot.
I haven't been on there. You won't get me on there. I'm not sending this Communist Party of China my fucking information, man.
Dude, they've already got it. They've already got your information a million times.
Yeah, you're in the pocket of the commies. They know everything about you, pal. When they
you're
find
everywhere. You're everywhere.
You're on the front line, man. They know what you're doing. You gotta have a credit score, Wilson.
A good one. You gotta have a good one. Be part of it.
They got so many people over there. They got one spy per person in our population. That only knocks out 60 million. They still got 1 billion and 75 million. Right?
Do you not think they got better things to do with their time?
No, no, Rich. They're after you. They're after me. I know that.
Interesting. Yeah.
Well, I don't blame them because I've got nothing but bad words to say about communism. And if they don't stop me, the rot will set in. And China will be on the cusp of a revolution if they don't monitor me. So, because I've noticed, well, I mean, one reason might be because I don't do any, hardly, but I've noticed my followers is very limited. And
yeah, that
could have something to do with not putting out any content. Yeah. Or am I? And the Communist Party of China is shutting me down, shrinking my numbers.
Yeah, what do they call that? What do they call that when you get deplatformed? Not deplatformed, you get something.
They call it Marxism, Rich.
Did you sleep well, Tone?
I did. I feel fantastic. I had a great sleep. Remember last time I saw you? Yesterday.
Yeah.
So fans of the podcast will know. No, I did not sleep. But last night, slept good. Good enough to take the fight to Communist China.
Well, I'm glad you had a busy morning.
all the communists. What is happening?
Do you know what I'm doing at the minute? I'm bidding on a car on eBay.
While we're doing this?
It's right up to the, because it's so badly timed. It was like, yeah, we're going to go and do a live Insta. And then I didn't realize I'd bid on this car before. And then right up to the minute now, it's going to be
exciting. I wish,
27 minutes.
Wish you could put that up on the screen. So during the duration of this podcast or stream or whatever it is, they will be that you're going to be just distracted.
I'm like that, and I'm like, keep looking down, going, because I think there's one person I'm bidding against for this car. And we're both like edging, and we're both trying to keep it so it doesn't go mad price wise. We're just like,
where are you bidding on it? I might fucking try and ramp that up. Where is it?
It's on eBay.
You got quite a few people joined as well. So, you know,
hey, everybody, we're just bidding on a car.
Go on eBay and ramp the Rich is. You're bidding on a car during a podcast. You've caught a bit of me. That's the stupid shit I would do. Oh,
it's just so badly timed. I didn't realize this was going to happen.
I like how you say that. Like it wasn't you that timed it like that.
No, but the auction's
it's so badly timed. I don't know how that happened to me. That I'm suddenly bidding on a car while I'm doing podcasting. And I don't know how it happened.
Do you think this has ever happened before? Do you think there's ever been a live eBay? Must have been. Someone must have done this before.
We never know. This could be the thing. This might push us over.
Yeah.
So what kind of car is it? Everyone's going to be.
It's a Ford, Ford Focus ZTEC 2008.
Ooh, so what are you bidding? 600 quid?
Well, it started at 610. It was doing really well. I was like, oh, yeah, that's brilliant. But this morning it's gone crazy. We're now up to, my last bid was 1,025.
Oh, it's getting close to you ducking out of that. ZTEC.
Max Kane Photography said he's bidding. He's thinking of bidding against you.
No, I need this car. You have no idea what stress I'm under with the pressure. Yeah,
well, think about your timing a bit more next time.
The auction started weeks ago. Six days ago.
Oh, did it? Well, I'm going to get set up. I'm going to get set up on one, though. I need myself... hey, what happens to this after it like done streaming live? Is it saved somewhere? Not the podcast, but like the live bit? Stay on Instagram?
Instagram.
Well, if anyone sees this and they know of where I can get a Citroen Picasso Kassara 2009
Gumtree.
Yeah, I will go on there. I've had four. I'm on my fourth.
Do you like them?
Yeah, nice high roof. Feels like you're driving a truck, but
nice.
Somewhere between a van and a car.
Dude, you were talking to me the other day about something else. You asked me a question, and you were really surprised when I said, no, I've never done that. Do you want to repeat to the people what you asked me the other day?
Oh, yeah. I was going to open the show today by whatever this is. I was going to open up today by saying, a little birdie tells me that you, Rich Wilson, little interesting fact about you, you've never weighed yourself before a poo and then weighed yourself again after a poo. I assume that that's something everybody's done.
That's
at least
not
once.
True. No way. There's
gotta
no
be.
Way.
There's got to be a statistic for that. But that seems like the most natural thing in the world. When you've got a huge poo, you think, I've got to weigh this. You never done that?
No. I mean, my wife weighed the baby the other day by standing on the scales herself first and then holding the baby and did it that way. I can't believe I've just compared the two, but there you are.
That's why we weigh our pets. I weigh the cats like that, and I weigh the little dog. I can't pick up Wolfie, the German Shepherd.
No.
It's too awkward to get under him. He's not that heavy if he wasn't in a sack of skin and alive. Like if he was if he was just a dead sack, it'd be easy. Yeah. But as he's a live creature, and I don't think it takes away his dignity as well being picked up if you're a German Shepherd. But he's about 50 kilos.
Jesus. He's a big lad.
He's a big lad. And his ears flop down from a pointy alert. They flop down and go, oh, I'm being picked up. Doesn't seem right. I assume he's 50.
Is it the same? Do your ears droop down when you get picked up?
Well, at the vet, they'll try and get him on there, and he doesn't like, he does not like anyone else. Like, he won't let anyone take him for a walk except, apart from me or my wife, Storm. He won't let anyone. Well, a buddy of mine was all cocky with him one time. Hey, he's okay. He come with me. He's Colombian. So that's why I did the accent.
Okay. All right.
And I was going, no, he won't go with you. Trust me. He won't. Yeah, no, it's fine. And then he just slipped his collar. Never seen that. He got his head out of the collar and then ran off through traffic. I should have had better boundaries and insisted. Anyway, we've got off track. Are you going to commit yourself to weighing yourself pre and post poo? There's not much in it, actually. It's always disappointing.
Yeah, it's always going to be unless you're eating lead like the cowboys used to do.
Yeah, poo's not a heavy substance at all.
Not really.
I pick up a lot of poo, especially from the German Shepherd. If he's had a stretch where he hasn't pooed for a bit, it can get pretty weighty. But maybe a pound, So you need pretty sensitive scales.
I've just realized we're doing this at lunchtime. People are going to be eating their lunch while we're doing this.
Let's be honest. No one's watching.
There are scales in the bathroom right next to where we So in the bathroom, there's a...
Did you just say there's a scouse in the bathroom next to me? Sounds like that's
what scale. There's a scale. I forget what I sound like to you.
Yeah. There's a scouse in the bathroom. Scouse in the bathroom. And you know what they're like? They fucking shit massive. He's scarce. He had a shit.
You ever wait to scarce before you've had a shit?
They've got they've got dense fucking shits, the scarces. You know, there's been enough prejudice against the scarces.
I think there has.
Start putting that out there. That's fake news, isn't it?
Why would you need to weigh your? Why would? What's the information used for, Tony? Why would you do this?
I think it's a narcissistic quality. You just think this has got to be one of the heavier poops that the world has ever seen. It's got, I don't know. It's just, I've got a curious mind. I've got a scientific mind, Rich.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I was going to shop my son. I've done it now. I was proud when he came to me and said he got out the scales and they put back the scales. I know he was fibbing though because he gave it a high number and I'm going, that's not true. That's what got me thinking about it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough doing the podcasting because you need to be honest and open, but you can't drop your family in it.
Well, you did that beautifully.
Yeah, I've done that. In fact, I've done it in such an elliptical way that I've really honed it in as a memory. Anyway, let's move on.
What's the heaviest thing you've ever weighed?
Wolfie, probably.
Yeah.
I think Wolfie. Yeah. I've weighed a lot of things, actually, come to think of it. I used to weigh pigs.
Did you?
What? Back on the farm. Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, you grew up on a farm.
You'd lead them on to it, though.
Yeah.
Need to know how much meat's on there.
Oh. But what if you've got a big pig that's got a lot of... Not a lot of meat, but it's still a lump.
Well, then I get it.
Yeah.
I used to, if there was runts in the litter, what a lot of, this isn't going to be great for lunch, but what you do is often the runts would be eliminated. There was not on our farm though. Cause I got them. As a kid, I had my own collection. In the old barn, I had my own sort of area, nice area there. With all the runts, yeah, had about 15 head of runt pig, all different shapes and sizes, three legs. Yeah, some with dense hair, like lots of hair, but really small, and not good eating. But we did take them to market after they'd lived a couple of years, and I got a check.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so that is a long time going
on. Oh, dude,
I don't know.
Tony, I've just been out big meat. He's out big meat. We're now up to 1,045, 18 minutes to go, 9 seconds.
Okay, let's look it up. What's the car again? Let's just get a...
It's a Vauxhall. It's a Ford Focus Z-Tech. I think it's 2008, 2009. It's only got low mileage, and it's only got one little fault with it. Ford Focus. It's red. And it's round the corner from me. It's in Port Slade, which is just up the road. This is too much now.
Oh, that's a beautiful car.
You have no idea how much I need this car.
Some of them are going for $2,600. It's not diesel, is it?
No, it's not a diesel. You could pick a diesel up for £4 now.
Ooh, I found one. $1,095.
Oh, that's not this one. Oh.
How many miles has it got on it?
It's only got, I don't know, 89,000 maybe?
That's nothing.
Maybe more.
If it's got 89,000, bid again right now.
I'm trying. 17 minutes, 4 seconds. This isn't great podcasting, but I didn't know this was going to happen. The auction happened. I didn't know. Sorry.
I can describe my look while you do a bid.
Yeah, what's going on?
Because normally when we podcast, we don't see our faces, but I've letting the hair and the beard grow, not out of bad organization and not getting on a haircut. And it's grown. I think I'm starting to look like, the hair's like Andre Rieu. Do you know
Andre
him?
Andre Rieu, the chef.
Oh, maybe Rieu. You know, he's like an Austrian guy who's a conductor and he does all these.
Oh, Andre Rieu. Yeah.
Rieu, yeah.
He did the there's a brilliant video with him, and he, because Anthony Hopkins is a is an incredible composer, and there's a brilliant video on YouTube where Andre Roux, I believe it is, he plays Anthony Hopkins's waltz that he'd composed, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Oh yeah. He's great.
Incredible.
Every Christmas, we always try and watch him in the snow in front of a beautiful castle all lit up, and then all the snotty Euro minor aristocracy all sitting there.
Oh, hello.
And Christmas time, and you can see them all resenting him for doing his show in English. You can see them all. Christmas time is the time, of course, for bells. Ching, ching, ching. And what kind of songs do we have? It's bells. And then they do... ding, 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 ding. Not, maybe not that, but it. And Christmas, such a wonderful time for the family. And it makes you all forget about what we did in the war. Had to go there. I mean, talk about ruining a whole.
Dude.
That could have been a long routine.
You're going across from continent to continent, just ruining things.
I ruined the routine though, because there was about 10, probably 10 more jokes could have got, but I got too excited and went straight to that one, you know.
You've got ahead of yourself.
So that's
mate.
The hair, and then I've taken a page out of your book. I've started brushing my beard.
Oh yeah,
looks too neat.
Yeah,
you're a beard brusher, aren't you?
I am a beard brusher and like oil. Oil.
Do you ever wake up with your mustache just shooting straight out like that? A bit of beard just fart just like that, and then I just you try and get it down, it doesn't, and then you just go about your day and you turn up at your gig with a beard and mustache sticking out like that.
Oh, the best one is when I've rushed and I've got all the way to the gig and I realize I've got toothpaste all the way down the front.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah, you gotta watch that.
Dirty.
It was Craig Campbell or someone was telling me about some Canadian comedian who was big fat guy, he was doing loads of drugs and stuff all the time, and he was on stage and he was killing it, doing a good, and then he did a sneeze or something and he wiped his nose on his white shirt, man. And it was all blood, and then he's doing his gig and he feels like, oh, I'm losing the gig, they're all going and then he looks down, he sees the blood, and he goes, what?
Oh.
Doesn't anybody party anymore? Come on, man. Something like that.
That's awful.
Yeah. Hey, tough. Dude. It's tough when you can see yourself podcasting, because, you know, I know you can see our faces on the other one when we just do the podcast, but I always cover my face.
Yeah, why'd you do that? Were you worried about
so
your
I don't
face?
Look at myself.
Is it? Would you get lost in your
look
own?
Look what's happening right now.
You get lost in your own eyes tone.
No, it's just a childish kind of you know, when you FaceTime your kids when they're like 15, was it how old mine are, the first thing they do is they start going looking at their faces. You go, hey, I'm talking to you, I'm phoning you, I'm catching up with you, I'm away. And they're like, so how was school? Talk to me. Yeah. Or just go. Yeah. Anyway, go back to gaming.
But it's funny that my son, my baby that I've had, he's never going to know what it's like to not be filmed and photographed. And everything about him is going to be documented every single step of the way.
Yeah.
Like when I was a kid, there was the odd photograph. There's some kicking around.
Yeah.
There's none of it as a teenager.
Oh, really?
No.
Fucking hell. That's poor, isn't it? Actually, there's not many of me as a teenager. Yeah. There's like right up to where you leave home.
Yeah.
At like 18. And then there's nothing from 18 right through to about. Then there's some when I travel around Europe, actually. So there was some in my early 20s. But yeah, there's big gaps, isn't there?
Big gaps.
Yeah, it'd be filmed all the time. That's why I like looking back at, because I was listening to The Rest Is History. I finished off the Lord Byron.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. It was amazing. And I forgot about all that bit with Shelley and Mary Shelley and Frank Stein, all that, Clubfoot, all that. And
isn't that a different Shelley?
So his granddaughter, no, his daughter, she became Lovelace. Lovelace. So she kind of invented the idea of computers. Ada Lovelace. And there's a photograph of her. And it's like, whoa, like going right back to 1840. The freaking photograph. And then and then you go down the rabbit hole of looking at all the people who have that one photograph of themselves. And
because they had to stand
amazing.
There. They had to stand there for a week while it did the thing.
Do it like this. Those.
You look like a president. You look like a president. Yeah.
Warren Taft.
That Warren you've got such Taft. A great you've got such a great face for a coin.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm always getting told that.
Look at that.
That's hey, who didn't have a face for a coin? Cleopatra. You ever seen picture of her face on a coin? Oh. Okay. How did she go down as a great beauty? Words, because everyone described her as being charismatic and beautiful.
Oh.
But from her coin, if you just had the coin to go on, you'd go, nah, I can't see Caesar doing that. Mark Antony, yeah, because he's a dog.
But even the way they talk about Jesus, like he was 8 foot and blonde and white and...
Well, he was Jew. Just a Jew. Just go to Israel
Jewish
right
man.
Now.
Yeah.
Pick someone out and go, boom, Jesus, grow a beard. Dan Antipolsky, Jesus.
Dan Antipolsky would make a great Jesus.
Although he's got blue eyes. Well, you know, there are blue eyes scattered around. So he could have. But yeah. But anyway, she was pretty smoking. She was a Macedonian.
Was she?
Yeah, she's a Macedonian.
So what's that then? What's a Macedonian? Where are they? Well, Macedonia. They're like where is that?
They're like, they were like the top of the Greek. They were Greek, but mm-hmm. they were kind of like a barbarian type of Greeks. The Greeks down in Athens and all that, they used to make fun of them and go, oh, they're all thugs, scumbags. And then Alexander came along and went, oh, yeah. I imagine he was like that. He's like fucking Southern bastards. Now watch me go. I'm going to go fucking conquer Persian Empire, you fucking wanker. Fucking snotty Southern cunts. I'm fucking Alexander. It's called the Great. Not the twat. It's the Great, mate. I've summed it all up right there.
I would love to have seen Brad Pitt doing that accent.
Brad Pitt, I mean, yeah. Imagine him looking like that in Troy. Although, if you want to get really nerdy, a lot of the Celts used to move around a lot, going back to the time of the Trojan myth/true war.
Mm.
You know, a lot of Celts could have been moving through there because they moved down there, stayed down in Anatolia for a while, and then moved back up. So there was Celts moving all around. Sometimes Germanics came down. They didn't all just move about after the Roman Empire. So it could have been. They wouldn't have looked like Brad Pitt, though.
No?
I don't think so. I don't think anyone looked like that back then, because they had to chew their food more then, so they all had stronger jaws. Anyway, that's too much history.
You don't think Brad Pitt's got a strong jaw?
He actually does, actually.
Yeah.
Very fine nose.
He does have a fine nose, doesn't he? Very fine nose. If Brad Pitt said to you, I want to spend the night with you, Tony Law, I'd do it.
I'd say, keep it moving, Pitt. Get a fucking move on, pal. Wrong guy here.
Don't touch what you can't afford, man.
Old school phobia. Scared of it. Scared of it, pal. I don't have the chops.
Oh, man, we are seeing everybody today.
No, because they know I'm joking.
Of course.
I'd consider it. You know, we've all had a phase in our lives where we've given it a go, given it some thought, and then gone, not for me.
At least
I know that.
Yeah.
You know, and Pitt, if anyone was going to make you, but still, I'm not a very good judge of what makes a handsome man, because I always think like some of my favorite NFL players are. I think that guy's gorgeous, and I'll show that to my wife or my daughter, and they'll go, ew, no, he's disgusting. then they'll surprise you and they'll go, oh, he's nice. And it'd be like someone like J.J. Watt. And I'm going, he's a freaking monster and his eyes are too close together. I don't get it. Google J.J. Watt and tell me if you think he's handsome or not. Six foot five, 290 pounds of solid muscle. Too big.
That's huge. Do you remember Walter Payton? The fridge.
My hero.
They used to call him the fridge.
You're mixing them up. No,
Walter Payton was the fridge.
No, Walter Payton is called Sweetness. Sweetness was the greatest running back who ever played. He was number 34 for the Chicago Bears. He used to run up hills.
Ah.
Rushed for 1,875 yards in 1977. Look it up. Book it. He was my hero.
The
growing up, I loved. So the fridge was Perry. The refrigerator, something Perry.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And he was only like 300 and some pounds. Like nowadays, there's ton, like most of, well, all of the offensive line will be over 300 pounds and they'll be solid muscle. The fridge, they were smaller back then in the 80s. Isn't that amazing how people have grown since then? Like if you look at the NFL, the size of NFL players from then to now.
Yeah.
So they'll be, you'll get a, there's one guy called Trent Brown. He used to play for the Patriots and now he's with the Cleveland Browns and he's 6'9" or 6'8", 380 pounds. He is carrying a little bit of fat, but he's also extremely athletic.
But that's an actual giant, isn't it? Isn't 6'8" the giant as you become a giant?
I think it's 6'4". They're going to have to move
six,
that
four.
Up. I don't know. But then and then another guy, Trent Williams, two Trents. He plays for the San Francisco 49ers. You want to see this guy. If you do a play like where you're going to run around on the outside, you're going to pitch the ball out to the running back and he's going to run around. And they'll pull a tackle. So he's an offensive tackle. He'll leave the line of scrimmage and run out ahead to block. And he's like 340 pounds and 6'7" or 6". And you want to see that a man of that size moving. Man moving.
That's momentum after a while, though, isn't it? That gets going.
To block you. You're lights out. He knocks some big holes for the running back. Yeah, Walter Payton. And the refrigerator, God, how can I not know his name?
I always thought it was Walter Payton.
Perry.
Oh, anyway, we're going to lose people. We're talking about sport, man. What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten? What's the weirdest thing?
Wait, I got to look up the refrigerator Perry.
Oh, man, with that 3 minutes, 42 seconds on the car. What do I do? Do I press confirm bid now?
Yes, so please.
Give it another minute. Another minute.
Do that. Do that and do, yeah, William Perry, the refrigerator.
William Perry, that was him.
And Dwight, he was small by modern standards.
Did it end at 12? Oh, shit.
You didn't miss out, did you?
No, not yet.
He was only, oh, he was 335, and he was only 6'2", so that's a lot. He's a wagon. But he didn't lift enough weights, apparently. Anyway, did you get in the bid?
No, wait, 3 minutes, 1 second. 3 minutes, 10 seconds, 9, 8. Do I press it now? Because he's gonna
press
come
it,
back.
Press it.
He's gonna come back in though before in a minute.
Doesn't matter. Do it.
Oh, I've done it.
There we go. This is exciting. I want you to get the car now, but check the mileage.
I'm the highest bidder. I've just bid. 2 minutes. It's a lot, isn't it? Shit, dude. The mileage is 87,000.
Oh yeah, keep bidding. That's good.
Me keep really bidding.
Yeah, and it's around the corner.
I need a loan. Someone's have to lend me some money. This is madness.
Oh, is it getting close? Well, don't bid if you don't got it.
No, it's fine. Oh, no, it's all right. Yeah, it's fine. Well, yeah, we're good. Yeah, we're good.
The weirdest thing I've ever eaten? The weirdest thing?
Yeah.
It'd have to be when I was traveling through Asia. Monkey brain, actually.
Was it really?
No, God, I'd never do that. That's horrific. But I did it in a posh voice because that'd be the sort of person who'd do that. Class war. I don't know what the weirdest thing is, but I do realize that I've got to an age where I'm coming to my lifetime limits of things. Like I looked at a kind of tinned corn, and I thought, I don't think I'm going to eat any more tinned corn.
Really?
Kids food, isn't it? I'll probably eat tinned corn, but I'll never go on a roller coaster. Right. Now you come back to us.
I'm listening. Yeah, but 1 minute 30, 1 minute, 3 seconds, 1 minute, no, 32 seconds. This dude is relentless. He will not back down. He will not back down. I bet he's watching this, and I bet he knows what I'm doing.
I bet he's not watching
this. I bet Noah's watching this now. Everyone's gone, watching me all try and buy a bid on a car and American football.
It's a shame that, when it goes out into the thing, you hope people watch it because there's a couple of funny bits. You have to sit through a half an hour of it to get there, but still.
So you said, what is the weirdest thing you've ever eaten? It wasn't monkey brain. No one's ever eaten that.
No, in Paris, I wanted sausages, and I didn't have the backbone to say no. I ordered a thing off the menu, and the waiter said, are you sure? But he said it in French, and I think that's what he said. But I was very I didn't want to cause a fuss. And I went, I'll get that. And he went, and he brought it back, and it was basically awful. You know, like guts.
Oh, yeah.
Intact. No. So all the stuff we would blend up, we blend it up so smooth into a paste and then put it into a hot dog. That's fine. But not when it kind of smells like the rotting corpse. That's
No, mate. If it smells like it shouldn't be inside a living thing, shouldn't be eating it.
Well, it's just not blended guts like we like. Like I love a hot dog. But by the time it's a hot dog, they've gotten rid of all of the essence of it being an animal.
Yeah, by the time it gets down to that bit, you're done. I like hot dogs.
I told you I worked in an abattoir and still ate hot dogs for my lunch while I worked there.
Did you? Didn't put you off at all.
Of the horror. No.
Even though you knew the screams and the tears that went into that.
Yeah. But if something happens in the process to get it to the hot dog, it becomes like another food. It's like something else.
What do they put in them? Just shit in it. It's just shit in it. They just find lying around on the floor behind the bins.
That's a bit of a urban myth. That's from the olden days before there was lots of
motherfucker. Sorry, Tone.
Oh, he's got it again. Yeah, you gotta give up now.
I've gone. I've lost it. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Motherfucker outbid me by 20 pounds.
You should get a Citroen Picasso Cazara, though, because they are reliable.
But they look the way they do.
Well, they look like a fish tank a little bit. But, boy, good visibility. You're up high. You can look around. You see everything. Fantastic car. You can fit a lot of kids in there, dogs, and they are reliable. Anyway, so it's a
going back to the hot dogs. What's in the hot dogs? Yeah.
It's just bits of guts and stuff that, you know, it's off cuts.
Really?
And cuts. It's a mix. It's all pig. There would have been sawdust in the old days. You know, that's where that came from. In the old days, there was no, what do you call that when you get someone checking? I fucking lost my vocabulary. You know, like people going,
testing it.
Well, just when rules before there was rules. God, it just doesn't flow when you forget the entire words.
When we had food rules,
because things were so gross and animal cruelty was so bad, and then it just got to a point where people were like had to sort that shit out. So you needed inspecting and and rules. 1,158 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, man. Fuck. That bastard outbid me by 20 quid.
Oh, it was a good one, too. It had good mileage.
Yeah, brilliant mileage. Fucker. What happens now is hopefully it will pop back up when the bloke goes, oh, I actually can't afford that. And it will pop back up.
Let's hope so.
You never know. I will get.
Where do you live again? Oh, you're not allowed to say it out loud in case people turn up.
Like Beyonce.
I saw that stream of yours and I've got a bone to pick.
I wasted my lunchtime watching that shit.
What?
Worthing. I live in Worthing, near Brighton. So it's not far from Brighton.
Oh, you're down in Worthing.
Worthing. Right by the seaside. The seaside, if I come out of the flat, turn left, zigzag a bit across the road, and I'm on the beach.
Oh, you don't really want an old car that's grown up by the beach, though. Gets all up in the stuff.
Does it?
your gaskets and stuff will wear. I don't know. I'm just talking like, I'm just saying stuff I've heard before.
You sound like the old man in the movie, Christine. Oh, she's a beauty. She's a runner.
But yeah, but it's big. Grew up around the ocean, this car, and a lot of the gaskets will go and a lot of the wiring will go because of the sea salt getting up in there.
You'd make a great old man in the woods, like the guy, like the old man in Home Alone. There's everyone invents all these stories. He killed his family. He did this, but it turns out he didn't. He was a lovely man.
That always happens to old men in woods because nothing good happens in the woods.
Nothing good happens in the woods.
And if you're an old man living out there, that comes with the territory. People are going to judge you.
Yeah, why is he living out there in the woods? Ah, oh, it's because he killed people. He's a
up in Queens, Highgate Woods, Queens Woods, and there was a guy living in the bush there when we were walking around. Me and Wolfie, that startled me. I wonder how long he lasted. Oh, living man. In Highgate Woods, beautiful what? Spot.
Lovely
wouldn't
spot.
Want to live there. Wouldn't want to live there. Oh,
I remember when we were kids, there used to be an old convent near us and we used to go up there. It was all abandoned. There was all this woodland around it. And we used to go up there and run around. And then we used to dare each other to see how far into the convent we could go before getting scared and running out again.
Oh, that sounds fun.
So much fun.
How and old one was day, the convent? Sorry.
Convent was years. So it was really old. And then
really rounded it up there. Oh,
I seem to remember seeing an 18 something on the wall.
Right, yep, that's about right.
So then we were going through there one night. There was an alleyway that went down the side of the woodland, and they'd taken the fence down so that the woodland and the pathway were just as one. And we used to have torches, and we were going down so we were mucking around and we were flashing the torches in the bushes, and we went like that into these trees, and we saw the bottom of legs and trainers pressed against the tree. So someone was hiding and we fucking ran. My God. Yeah. And then
was it like pressed trousers and and sort of shoes a janitor would wear? It wasn't like socks and trainers. It was pressed trousers and a leather soled kind of brogue. You did right to run from that.
Dress shoes and smart trousers in the woods at night. That's never going to end well.
But they're natty dress trousers. But you know why he's out there, don't you? You know what he was there waiting.
Yeah.
He was waiting for the brave
to come along.
Yeah, he's waiting for the brave ones. Oh my God. This has taken some turns, this very first stream. Dude, this will be the point where you cut it off and you go, and then it goes down like that, the volume, and you go, and then a little sting comes on. And you go, if you would like to catch the rest of this, you'll have to subscribe to our Patreon for the rest.
Oh,
of
yeah.
it. That's how they do it, isn't it?
Yeah, is how they
notice
do it.
That you're listening to it. But the thing is, what they're very clever at is they get a story right at the, you know, the 35 minute mark. And you know they're going to go for another 35 minutes and all that. But if they've set up a few stories, that's when you go, I'm fucking £5 a month.
Oh.
You know, like the ones that put out like two. I've got quite a few on the go that have sucked me right in. Because I listen to them for free until I get really hooked on them. And then they'll set up something. And you go, oh, I really need, like buying a car. That's what you're gonna save that.
Oh yeah, I could have saved it. The outcome.
Yeah, and then you'll get people signing up for £5. Anyway, that's down the line, isn't it? Just a little lesson I've learned.
Yeah. In the woods by the convent, we used to do this thing. So we'd set up with like an assault.
No, lower your voice.
And then we used to just
if you'd like to hear the end of that story, join our Patreon. For just £5, you get extra content and an extra attention. Okay, go on with the story. Sorry, that was fun. I was just pretending.
We used to set up like an assault course. We used to like dig a hole in the floor and we put like leaves and twigs over it. And then we'd hang things from the trees. And then we'd put stuff like booby traps all the way through the woods. And then when it got dark, we run through it.
What?
We go from one end and then run through the woods where we'd set up all the things and see if we could get through by missing all the things. And you just, the other side, your mates would be outside and you could just hear someone running through the woods going, ah, poof, ah, and then, ah, fuck.
Oh, so you like hopefully shattering the leg of one of your friends.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It would have been brilliant.
You could have done catch a predator and lured in a man in his
smart trousers
with all thorns in the legs. What have you been doing in the woods, old man? Nothing good happens in the woods when an old man with brogues on falls into my trap, but it's not deep enough to stop him.
No. Oh, no, this one of them was. Do you know what else we had? We had a shopping trolley on its side. And then I remember running through the woods, top speed, and I hit it with both shins. Top speed, both shins.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Don't like that.
Oh.
Hey, I've got a great idea for a vodcast. So like a YouTube, make it into a sensation. It's just, you get a guest, us two. We're out in the woods or no, more on a plane with soft soil and we dig. And so you film us digging a hole and we visit with our guests and all three of us just dig. You know, we move the sod over and then we just start digging a massive hole. First episode, you know, so you chit chat and you're all mic'd up, right? And I've trademarked this, right? It's called The Hole. and it's a podcast / vodcast where we just dig a deep hole. Right. And then next guest comes along, we're a little lower. And then next comes, we're a little lower. It's got to be a big enough to get a camera when we get really deep. Right. And then just keep going down. And today's guest is Adam Buxton. Come on in the hole. And he's got to climb in the hole. So tell us, Adam, what have you been up to with the podcast going from strength to strength? And we're just digging.
Yeah, but then eventually your hole becomes a well, and then the well becomes a tunnel. Where are you going to go?
You dig another one down there, and then we join them up. So series two is The Hole Two. And we get fit, and we become those old guys that are way too fit for their age.
Yeah, it looks weird, doesn't it?
Fit as a fiddle. See, there's one old guy around Islington that goes running. And he can't quite get the gut in, but he's fit in that 1950s sort of, way.
Oh, like, yeah. Holding it in.
Like Kirk Douglas in Vikings.
They all kind of look like they've tucked themselves into their trousers too much.
But and he goes jogging around without a shirt on. I don't know.
Of course he does.
I body shame him. I just go, oh. But actually, he looks great. And what's wrong? Good for him.
There used to be a guy. When I lived in Southeast London, there was a guy in the park near our house, and he used to stand under a tree because it was south facing wherever it was. The tree, the sun would be coming up, and from wherever that's from, as the sun's coming,
The sun's in space.
The sun's in space.
Yeah, so it's not actually coming up. That's what you're feeling there. That's the Earth turning, and it feels like the sun's coming up, but it's just pretty static in space, although it is moving around Sagittarius A star, the black hole at the center of our galaxy. Anyway, really? Sorry to interrupt.
So there's no, but that's the thing though, isn't it? There is no day and night. It's just we've just moved around.
Yeah, there's no fucking day or night.
There's no day or night. There's no time. Time is the thing.
Quite a lot of night in between galaxies, though.
Quite a lot of night. Yeah.
Or at the booty's void. There's a lot pretty dark there.
I suppose if the further away you get from the sun, the darker it gets. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. And this boot's void it's got no, like, in our corner, everywhere is millions and millions of galaxies, but they're far enough that in between them it's pretty dark, and then you're just specs. But this boot's void, it's like a massive part of space where there's just nothing. So there's a lot of theories on that. Some people think that maybe another universe is touching up against us. I don't know.
Another version of us.
I start feeling vertigo if I think about space too much.
Do you? But you wouldn't feel vertigo if you But you wouldn't feel vertigo if you were in space.
No, I know it's not vertigo. It's fear. Space scares me.
Space fear.
Oh, don't like it. It's too
That's
much
why I can't. Space. I can't watch Gravity because I don't like the. I watched a bit of it, and a bit where he comes loose and flies off. That's awful.
Oh, you meant the film? I thought you meant just like looking at the force of gravity. I can't watch it either.
I can't watch Gravity.
Oh.
Oh man, this has been fun.
This has been fun. I'm starting to boil in my box.
Yeah,
now.
You need to go now because he's in his box and he just boils alive.
I'm gonna get a fan, and I might pipe in oxygen. Vaping's helping.
Yeah, you could just do it in another room, Tone. You don't have to do it in your cupboard.
It's been a very visual pod. Yeah, I'll do it in another room next time. But I like it in here. I feel safe. It's like a womb.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I've been watching. Apple TV's got some great series on there, and I struggle with the amount of choice, so I never watch anything because I just think, oh, I don't know. That looks good. Everyone says it's good, but if I start. Now what? And you look at so much choice. There's so many good things you want to watch. So what I do is I watch none of them. So I win. But I forced myself to watch one that was recommended to me called Shrinking.
Shrinking?
On Apple TV. Oh, my God. You just can't stop crying the whole time. And it's not like Disney where they fool you into feeling fake. Sadness. It's like real. It really taps in. It's written by psychoanalysts, I think, because they really set up these little triggers for it. And it just makes you feel kind of joy and sadness. And didn't like it. I don't like how it makes me feel.
I don't like feeling sad.
It makes me feel too alive. No, but sad, then joyful. Sad, then joyful. I resent it.
Emotional.
Every time we do this podcast, we should recommend a show to each other.
Baby Reindeer, Richard Gadd on Netflix.
Oh, wow.
I saw it live. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And it's all true.
Wow.
It's all true. And I walked out of that show, it genuinely blew my mind. It's one of the best things I have ever seen live.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah. Baby Reindeer, Richard Gadd. It's on Netflix.
Is it stand-up or is it Hannah Gatsby stand-up?
No. It's not even it's about... He is a stand-up in it, but it's about how he had somebody was stalking him. Oh. And but there's a really brilliant twist.
Oh,
there's a twist, which is so good.
He's a creative chap.
He's so creative. Did you ever see his show where he was just running on a treadmill for the entire show?
Mm.
My God. An hour. He was skinny as fuck. This is what amazes me. All these online like PT people going, oh, cardio doesn't help you lose fat, doesn't do this. I don't know any fat runners.
Nope. That's a good point. I don't that seems pretty straightforward, but they're convincing when they come on.
I've had
they show you a bunch of pieces as well.
Yeah, he goes, oh, you could have this pizza, you could eat this and that. And I've been following it and I'm fatter than I ever was.
Yeah, but all you got to do is spend all the money on his thing, whatever it is.
Yeah, on his Mac nutritional app.
Well, listen, we need to get on this hole. So
yeah,
we need
right.
everybody to research where there's a field where a farmer doesn't mind us digging a hole. And we got to get on that. I've already copyrighted it.
Okay, the hole.
But we got to get on it before someone steals it and calls it the ditch.
We'll call it the whole story.
Yeah.
Nice.
Let's do it. All right, then.
All right, mate. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Silence in the court.